When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Which tastes sweeter, blood or chocolate? Annette Curtis Claus's Blood and Chocolate.
Hello, welcome to Teen Creeps, the podcast that discusses YA pulp fiction. I'm one of your hosts, Lindsay Hayton.
I'm another one of your hosts, Kelly Nugent.
And we are back to Annette. What's her middle name again?
Curtis.
Annette Curtis Claus's Blood and Chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
This is her werewolf book.
Mm-hmm.
Very different from, I feel like a modern werewolf teen love story. First and foremost, because the girl is the werewolf.
She's a werewolf.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in her head.
Fun. Or a loup-garou.
A loup-garou. Loup-garou. I don't know how you would say it because I don't speak French.
Yes. Loup-garou. Perhaps.
Probably that.
Very sexy book. Very violent book. Well, not very, but
pretty violent.
Pretty violent. No, I was
extremely sexy.
Yes.
There's condoms in this book.
Yeah. It doesn't get used because it doesn't happen, but.
No.
Not with that guy anyway.
Not with that guy. But also, she's not a virgin. She's.
No,
right?
No.
Yeah, because she's had sex before.
Yeah, I think she and the five.
They've all fucked.
I think they've, have all fucked.
Maybe all at once.
That's what they do. That's what they do.
Yeah. Also, like, the feeling of changing in this book is so visceral and sexual and, like, very pleasure-focused. And I loved how she saw it as something so beautiful. Like, I really liked Vivian. I feel like she was very sure of herself, but also at the same time, completely not.
Yeah, very vulnerable, but self-confident in ways.
Yeah.
Self-confident about her human looks and her werewolf looks when not being judged by a human.
Yeah. Werewolf looks like for other werewolves.
Mm-hmm. But not very... She, like, doubts her like, behavior and motives a lot. She doubts her self-control.
Mm-hmm. And her ability, like, especially in... Got a little...
Beep, 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 beep.
We're just going to have to live with that. She doubts her ability to fit in the human world because werewolves in this world are so insular.
She only grew up with other werewolves. Like, they used to basically have their own community. It was just like on the outskirts of town. And after this fire that came about when some townspeople suspected one of them of like correctly suspected one of them of killing someone, two someones, the first someone out of just bloodlust, a werewolf named Axel. And then the second one to cover up for Axel while he was in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, that was done by the five, and Vivian judges them harshly for it.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, it's also,
they
goes against
fire
pack rules.
To their, like, inn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's against pack rules to kill for fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or, like, kill humans for fun, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, what do they call themselves? Homo vulpus or something? Like, something wolfish. They're like, we came from Homo sapien, or like we once were. So like, you can't kill that. That's.
Yeah. Like basically like respect that old part of yourself.
Yeah.
Even though we're like more highly evolved.
Mm-hmm.
The legend is that the moon gave them special powers, but part of what was required of them by the moon was to leave humankind alone because they came from humankind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you want to read the back of the book?
Yeah. Vivian Gendilon I don't think I ever heard her name last name. Relish is the change.
I remember
change.
It now, but I forgot it.
Yeah. Relish is the change, the sweet, fierce ache that carries her from girl to wolf. At 16, she's beautiful and strong, and all the young wolves are on her tail. But Vivian still grieves for her dead father. Her pack remains leaderless and in disarray, and she feels lost in the suburbs of Maryland. She longs for a normal life, but what is normal for a werewolf? Then Vivian falls in love with a human, a meat boy. Aiden is kind and gentle, a welcome relief from the squabbling pack. He's fascinated by magic, and Vivian longs to reveal herself to him. Surely he'd understand her and delight in the wonder of her dual nature, not fear her as an ordinary human would. Vivian's divided loyalties are strained further when a brutal murder threatens to expose the pack. Moving between two worlds, she does not seem to belong in either. What is she really? Human or beast? Which tastes sweeter, blood or chocolate? Pretty accurate.
Yeah, I don't really...
She's not super her dad.
Hmm?
She's not super grieving for her dad. She's a little.
She's pretty heavily grieving at the start of the
book. Oh, actually,
like Aiden
I forgot.
Helps
yeah,
her
she is.
Forget that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's like trying to paint that mural to cope with it. And her mom is just like throwing herself into fucking Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than think about her dad. I loved that scene of the mom like breaking down because all of a sudden she realized she couldn't remember what the dad looked like anymore.
Yeah.
Really touching.
And it also like funny talking about a werewolf, but it humanized her a little bit too.
Yeah.
To sure. us and Vivian, because like at first she was just this like dissolved, sad mess. And Vivian was like, I don't know which I prefer. This like sad woman who never leaves her bed, or this like new self-assured like cradle robber who's fucking a 25-year-old
who's like acting like my sister.
Yeah. And her mom, so her dad used to be leader of the pack, and her dad is dead, and her mom obviously used to be the like alpha's mate.
She was queen, and so that made
queen bitch.
princess wolf.
Yeah. And I also like there's cursing in this book. Like there's like, this is a spicy book.
Pretty adult. Yeah. Pretty adult attitudes in this book for being for teens.
Mm-hmm. So cool. it is cool. And I remember there are certain reasons like reading it. I was like, oh, this is exactly why I was obsessed with this book as a kid. Number one, that there's a lot of sex. Number two, that she's like so hot and everyone wants her, but she just doesn't like understand, like she's like so awkward and weird, and like that's the only reason why she's really hot and like everyone wants to be with her.
Mm-hmm. And she does know she's hot, but for some reason that always seems to fail her when it comes to Gabriel.
Yeah,
it's really fucking me up that there's a Gregory and a Gabriel in this book. Like
who is Gregory
is like kind of just a whatever side wolf, but it just
oh right, he's one of the
twins. Into my
right?
head,
yeah,
yeah. I think he's one of the five, but I keep saying Gregory instead of Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks she keeps being like, why is Gabriel acting like that towards me? And it's like, cause he's in love with you and he wants to fuck you.
Yeah, he wants you to be
like
his queen.
So
bitch.
Obvious. That
it's extremely
he's
obvious.
He's after you.
He like admires your strength and beauty and wants to be with you. I don't understand like what. You don't understand.
It's like she, I think, just thinks that he wants her to be just like a whatever conquest. She doesn't understand that he like truly desires her. That's what it seems like.
Well, because also he's kind of like that with, because also she meets him through the context of he's fucking her mom.
Yeah.
And he's fucking that other woman too.
That makes her, even though she's mad at her mom for fucking someone so young because he's only 24, it also sort of makes her forget that he is so close to her age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially, yeah, because like you see them like, that's my mom's like side
boyfriend. Yeah. That's my mom's fuck boy.
And then like that, the other, like the we meet the mom because she's like, oh yeah, my mom has like wounds that she's licking because she literally got into a physical fight with another woman of her age,
mm-hmm.
Astrid over Gabriel. And she's like, this is disgusting. The way you're acting is disgusting.
Because Astrid is Ulf's mom.
Mm-hmm.
Ulf is one of the five.
Mm-hmm.
The five are, Rafe is the leader. And these are all like cousins.
Shitstain Rafe.
Yeah, Rafe. Ulf, Willem, who's very sweet.
I liked Willem.
I liked Willem too. Poor Willem. Gregory and Finn.
And Willem and Gregory, or Willem and no, it's not Ulf. Willem and Gregory are twins, right? And Willem's the nice twin.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And then, who was the last one you mentioned?
Finn.
Finn. That's right.
Finn's just like a little shithead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're basically just this like little gang of hoods.
Mm-hmm.
Rough.
And they're rough. Like her age.
Toughs.
So. Toughs.
Toughs.
What'd you say? Roughs?
I said roughs first.
Well, they're dogs.
Yeah. That's
so.
I was being cute.
Yeah. So they are all like around the same age, and kind of like werewolf culture is that you just mate. I mean, you don't get with humans, first of all, because it's very dangerous to the pack, as we saw, if you expose yourself to humans. And because her dad died from humans. So it's kind of expected that she's going to end up with one of the five. And she's like, I don't want that. Like, I'm going to pick my own mate. Like, they're just idiot boys. I'm not interested in them.
Mm-hmm. They're like, they're all just super immature.
Yeah.
And she's looking for somebody who's like really compassionate and deep and thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
And what she doesn't realize is that that's Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because Gabriel's not showing that side of himself. He's just showing the alpha.
I know. It's so funny though, because she's like, why is he following me? It's like, because he's obsessed with you, dumbass. What do you think?
She also doesn't realize, she like knows somebody's following her, and she thinks it's Rafe a lot of the time, because a lot of the time it is Rafe, but some of the time it's Gregor or Gabriel.
Gabriel. Dude, okay. Gabriel. Actually, the part where she like tries to make Aiden jealous by riding it on the motorcycle with Gabriel, I remember like that moment. I was like, that was hot, because she like, then she like kisses him, and then he kisses her back, and then like he like growls
really hard. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he growls at her and he's like, don't use me. And I was like, yeah. Oh. I was like, damn, okay. Fair. Use him though. Use her. Like, but what if I did? What would you do? I mean, like, but I'm queen bitch.
But like, what if I could?
Because also she's undeniably strong. She's undeniably a leader. Then
accidentally, so the
oh I love
this
that.
Whole there's this whole, because it's like the kind of the rules are what they keep saying about Vivian's dad, whose name I can't remember. What's the dad's name?
I don't remember, but they said it a lot.
They did, because
they're like
it.
Oh, ever since he died,
oh well, but he was like a very kind, gentle soul. And he, it keeps being said that like he was a good leader for their time, but they're in a different time because the five are getting unruly. People are like for wanting to leave behind the rule about not killing humans. And so now, and especially with him having died in a violent way, as opposed to just like passing off leadership to somebody, they all gather together to do a ritual. I forget what they call it, the ordeal. That's what it is. The ordeal And it's a fight. It's a possible fight to the death, but among any male who, or any adult, it turns out, who wants to compete in the ordeal. Mm-hmm. And at first draw of blood, you have to get off the field until it comes down to the final two. And then it can either be fight to the death, depending on if no one will concede, or one of them can concede. Mm-hmm. And then it goes to the last person standing. Or beast standing. And Astrid is determined to fight as well. She doesn't think it's fair that females can't fight. Mm-hmm. But typically what happens is, as soon as that is done, then there's a bitch fight for who can claim
Queen Bitch
to be the mate of the werewolf who just won the ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is Gabriel wins the ordeal.
And Astrid tries to fight.
And this is like towards the end of the book.
Yeah.
And Astrid then immediately attacks Esme.
Well, that's also surprising too, because Astrid tries to fight in the original fight to be the leader. And she's, she's killed, or not killed, kicked out. Because she does get hurt. She tries to jump back and she keeps getting hurt. So then
Gabriel basically like comes out of nowhere and just like cuts her a little and is like, boom, you're out. And she's like so mad that she didn't even get to try.
Yeah.
She tries to keep going, even though the law is to stand down.
Yeah.
And so then a bunch of them take her out, and then the whole, like, not even the whole pack, because strangers have come even to fight Mila.
Yeah. Because they're trying
to lone wolves.
Yeah.
And so there's more than just the pack there, but the entire like field turns and is clear, like, if you try to get back in this fight, we will all stamp you down. And so she
liked that character detail of hers where she shows her belly but she's still snarling.
Yeah,
she's like pissed to be doing it. I was like, that's cool.
Yeah,
so it's like very out of nowhere, because they're like, okay, now it's gonna be the queen bitch fight. And like you said, Astrid does a sneak attack. Like, she just jumps in and attacks the shit out of
Vivian. Is totally thrown, because for the ordeal there was this big ceremony. Yeah. Their aunt Persia put on these robes, and there was a bowl that they all had to drink from, and some like ancient like words were recited about the law and why they do this. And so Vivian thought that the same thing happened for the bitch fight,
and I think instead, everyone else like, kind of thought that too.
I would think that,
yeah,
but Astrid, so this fucking second that ordeal fight is over, Astrid attacks Esme, and it's pretty clear that she's going to kill Esme.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Ys. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies Baby. Every week on Movies Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies Baby wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies Baby with 5 Ys. Movies Baby!
And so Vivian's steps mom. In just to, because she's like looking around and is like, why isn't anybody stepping up to help
and
my
she
mom
also
out?
Feels something within her where she's like, I can't let this happen to my mom. Like, and I don't even notice that I'm doing this. I'm not thinking about it. I just need to protect her. And I'm also full of rage. Mm-hmm. And she's very, very strong.
Yeah.
She doesn't realize it.
She changes they've already changed. Never mind. And so she attacks Astrid. And then she's encircled by all the other females. And she's like, and some of the other males, I think, just like everybody comes and circles them. And she, still not getting that she's in the bitch fight,
no,
is like, oh, did I do something wrong in the ordeal? Yeah. Did I like break ordeal rules?
I also liked her
Astrid or something.
Her like dog mannerisms, like when she's confused and she's like whimpering and like has her tail down. She's like, wait, I don't understand. Her ears are down. She's like, did I do something wrong? And dude, she pops Astrid's eye. She goes nuts on Astrid because Astrid won't let go
Astrid
of Esme.
Yeah, Astrid would not let go of her fucking mom.
Yeah, I get it, girl. I get it. I liked Vivian a lot. I was like, I'd pop her eye.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, they're all like, they
also,
all show
Esme
their bellies.
And Astrid were both names on my baby name list.
Really?
Yeah,
I like both of those names
a
lot.
My mom really wanted me to name Ramona Esme.
Esme's a really pretty name.
I like it.
This book is full of great names.
Yes, it is.
Because if you want a shit stained little boy, name him Rafe. You want a little douchebag and a Euro mullet?
You want 5 little boys?
Yeah. You got 5 names right there.
Yeah, there they are.
Yeah.
I forget. What is the human boy's name? Austin?
Aiden.
Aiden.
Aiden. Aiden.
But yeah, so then she's like, oh my God, are they all going to attack me? And instead they all turn over and show their bellies and concede the fight to Vivian without even trying. And she's like,
because they see how crazy she is.
Well, also, it says she looks around and she's like, no. Who's going to be? And she's like, oh, shit. If not Astrid, if not Esme.
We're the only girl wolves.
Like, everybody's like too old or too young or isn't of this pack. And so maybe not that interested. Fuck, it's me.
Then she just runs away. She just runs away. She's like, bye.
And Gabriel's like chasing after her. And she's like, no.
Yeah.
This is not what I wanted. I just wanted my mom to not die.
I know. And then she like hides and she's like, fuck, I don't want to be Queen Bish. I don't want to be Gabriel's mate. Hot, strong, sexy, capable,
deeply
abs
feeling Gabriel.
Yeah, like,
abs like aplenty.
Abs plenty Gabriel. Ew.
Ew.
I love boring Aiden. Oh my God.
I love this fucking weak ass little bitch.
Weak ass. Fake ass chicken bitch, Aiden. I hated him.
Yeah, why don't you write a poem about like changing you to a fucking chicken, you chicken bitch.
God. You chicken bitch.
Aiden sucks. Aiden sucks. Aiden, so hard. You little fucking soulmate pentagram.
The
poser piece of shit.
Poser chicken bitch. I remember.
Poser
so
chicken bitch.
I read this book, right? And I remember like the feeling of dread that uncoiled within my belly. When she's like, I think I'm going to show Aiden who I am. And I didn't remember the details when I was reading it this time, but I was like, oh, I don't think she should do this. I don't think she should do this. She should not show him. It's going to be really bad. And it's worse than I remember. Than I remembered.
It's really bad. It's really bad. I had a feeling it wasn't going to go well because she just, Annette Curtis Klaus does not fall into the modern tropes.
Mm-mm.
And so I was like, oh, I don't think this a good idea. But yeah, it was much worse than I expected.
Very bad.
He was so much more of a little chicken bitch.
A complete chicken bitch and mean. He was mean
to her.
He was
so mean.
When he turned everyone
lies after, I was like, why would you even?
Why?
Why? It's so unnecessary. So
she
unnecessary.
She had finally made two friends. She had finally made friends.
Bingo and Jem. Also,
I loved Bingo and Jem.
Fun ass names.
Bingo's a great girl, name
Jem
for
a
boy.
So fun.
I was into it. I was like, do I name a daughter Bingo? Because that is the coolest shit I've ever heard.
Bingo is the name of, I think, the little sister dog on Bluey.
Oh, really?
And
how cute.
And then last night, funny enough, we had on some video while I was changing Ramona and they were singing Bingo and Mike came in and he goes, hello, my little Bingo.
Oh, it's in the air. Bingo's in the air.
Bingo's in the air. Bingo is having a moment.
Yeah. Bingo moment.
Move over, Olivia.
Oh yeah. No. Boring.
It's
Bingo.
All about Bingo.
And then a boy named Jem. How cute.
Mm-hmm.
So cute. J-E-M. Bingo and Jem are like two little best friends. They're so cute. Bingo's definitely queer. Like Bingo is not interested in guys. Like
heavily
very,
coded.
Like heavily queer coded.
Yeah.
She like Vivian makes friends with them and hangs out with them. And like,
and they're
she's
like all like doing Mystery Science Theater at a cheesy movie together. And they're actually funny.
She's like so happy to like she shyly does a little joke and then they laugh. And then she's like a part of it. And Aiden ruins all of it.
Because
he's a chicken bitch.
Because he's a poser chicken bitch.
I
just like, it was so unnecessary. It was so unnecessary.
I know.
She's like, I want to show you something beautiful.
Wait, let's back up.
Okay.
To show why she would even think that.
Yes, because of course she would think that. Because
of course she would fucking
anyone,
think that.
It would be fucking Aiden. Fuck Aiden. Fuck all Aidens.
Fuck that. Okay, so she
name is dead to me.
From Sex and the City, right? Is that was he somebody there? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So she is in high school.
Aiden was the victim in Sex and the City, but still, he's like kind of lame.
Milk toast. So Vivian is in high school. She doesn't really have any friends because she just like doesn't know how to talk to anybody. Nobody will talk to her.
Side note, why are they even having children go to high school? Who cares?
Don't go. Just
be homeschooled.
Just be at the house.
Blah, blah, blah. You're not planning on staying in this human society. You're planning on going and creating a new little fucking community somewhere else that isn't here. Why are you bothering? whatever. Again,
she does seem to want to go to high school.
Why are you trolling at the high school?
Yeah. But she does like being there because she like want, she doesn't want any part. She's curious about humans. She doesn't really want to mate with the five.
And she is actually her age. She's not like hundreds of years old.
No, she's actually 16. She goes to high school. She likes to do art a lot. And so she was like, I don't know. Like, and I thought it was really cute that she submitted her art to this magazine. Like that
just
she's
like
trying.
Student literary journal.
So she did. And she's brave. And like she tried.
And they published it.
Yeah.
And they published it opposite a poem. And she was like, let's see what piece of shit is degrading my beautiful art.
Well, and also
it turns out it's a poem about a werewolf.
And it's like pretty like similar to what she feels about being a werewolf. And I also thought it was cute that she was excited to see her art in the
and
the
like
magazine.
It and she's like poring over it and looking at it again and again. And it's all like glossy and special. And
poor Vivian, especially just like everything. Okay. So she's like, oh my God, like what's this poem? And she's like, oh, it's actually like really good. Who is this Aiden person? So she seeks out this Aiden guy.
She asks the art teacher about him. And the art teacher is like, oh yeah, he like fancies himself a bohemian in a way that suggests that he like actually used to be a hippie.
Yes.
And is like judging
this
Aiden.
This is not real.
And it's like correctly judging Aiden as being a poser chicken shit.
Poser chicken bitch. Because she goes up to him and I just picture him as the type of guy that has like, well, he has longish hair. I also picture him wearing those like, you know, those sweatshirts that are really popular with surfers that are like, you can get them in Mexico. They're like cord. Like
I picture him wearing that.
No, I dropped my little hair claw that I was playing with that was
You need a fidget spinner.
Yeah, where is it? Kelly Nugent.
Oh no. Oh, I have my fidget spinner.
Oh. Yeah. I just love playing with this thing.
Hello.
So she comes up to him and he's like not speechless like the other boys are. And he kind of is like talking to her. And she's like really intrigued by him.
Because like, the reason nobody's talking to her at school is because she's like too fucking gorgeous and clearly like giving off a sense of being very like strong and self-reliant.
And
so girls are like gossiping about her and guys are wanting her but afraid of her.
And of course, right, imagine being loser Kelly Nugent in middle school and reading this and being like, yeah, that's why no one will talk
that's
to me because I'm too beautiful.
Yeah,
and
because
self-assured.
I'm just, like, so intimidating.
It's because I'm actually a paranormal creature that's too beautiful. So
it's everyone senses I'm too special and different.
Yeah. That I'm Loop Guru.
Yeah, I'm Loop Guru.
Also, the cover of this book, I was obsessed because she's really pretty, the girl on the cover.
Oh, I need to look at what the cover actually looked like.
I mean, it's
the
like,
one now is like nothing.
I mean, it's just a girl. And it's a little bit cheesy, but when I was 9 or 10 or however old I was like, she's beautiful. That could be me.
I am her.
And she has like a wolf claw hand. It's like side
man. The Blood and Chocolate movie poster makes it look.
Is it like overly crisp, just portraits of people like organized?
Yeah, it's just like very poorly superimposed.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I see it.
Pictures of Hugh Dancy and the other two.
Yeah.
But yeah, old cover. Yeah.
Which is really pretty.
I see what you mean. Yeah. Because the one now, the one that's on the ebook, is like a red splotch of a dog head. And a shadow of a girl running in the woods. There is a very cool looking poster for a movie called Blood Covered Chocolate.
Okay.
A few.
But so she starts talking to Aiden and they hit it off and he keeps talking, you know, like he wants such. He's like, I hate being so ordinary. I wish I was special. Blah, blah, blah. And then this part also broke my heart where she's like. Well, so he'll think I'm beautiful and he'll agree that what I am is beautiful. That was the part too that broke my heart, that she's like, she's so proud of her heritage and her, like, I guess, culture and her being. And she's like, I can't wait to share this with him because, like, but I'm also really nervous. I'm really, really nervous. But, like,
But deep down, she thinks he's going to have the right reaction.
And she even thinks, and then this detail is like, oh, Vivian, when she's like, oh, and I've heard tell that, like, you can change humans into werewolves. So maybe I could even.
And, like, that's what he wants.
He could even have that. He could join me. I can't believe I found a soulmate. And he's so gentle, and I'm not used to that. And.
Gentle, a.k.a. weak.
Weak. Pussy ass.
He's not gentle. It turns out he's just fucking weak.
He's a bad person.
He is a bad person. Like, it's, I'll say to his credit that he didn't actually, like, mean to shoot her at the end and wanted to know if she'd be okay. So, like, at least he didn't run off like a little bitch.
But still.
Without even, like, expressing some concern. But the fact that he's like, I'm gonna, like, free you from your torment,
that's so condescending.
Did you not hear her say how she, like, yeah,
she thinks it's beautiful
how she speaks about herself versus how you judge her? Yeah. Oh, fuck you.
When she's changing for him, oh my god, when she's changed, so she gets in her head, she's like, I'm gonna change for him and I'm gonna show him. So he, like, thinks he's just gonna, like, have sex with her for the first time. And he's super excited. And he's, like, naked under some blankets. And she's like, I'm going to show you. And she takes off her clothes. And he's like, oh, my God. And she's like, no. You don't even know. Like, it's going to be so much even better than this. I can't wait to show you how beautiful this is and this part of me that I've been hiding. And she starts to change. And he starts to get scared. And she's mid-change. And she's trying to say, like, no, wait, it is. It's really beautiful. I just want to share.
Yeah, like, just wait until you see the finished, like, results.
And she's like, I'm sharing this with you because I love you. And, like, I think you'll think it's beautiful because you've always said that you, like, you've talked about all this stuff. Like, you're into witchcraft. You're into all this stuff. And.
But, like, it's just coming out growls.
Oh, my God. And on top of it, he has admitted his parents want to send him away to, like, camp or whatever to, like, not do witchcraft anymore. Because they're really straight-laced.
Yeah, they think he's a Satanist.
Yeah.
His aunt has them convinced.
And he's like, oh, that's so annoying. Like, they don't accept me. But then when she shows him the real thing.
They think anything different is done. And, like, and then lo and behold, he's just like them.
It kind of feels a little bit like a queer story of, like, trying to come out to someone who isn't, who's firmly in the closet and whose parents, like, it feels very much like that. And he then casts her out for showing who she is. And she's like, but you talked about that stuff. And he's like, oh, but, like, you're disgusting. Oh, it was so sad. And then icing on the cake, which we've referenced, is that not only does he reject her, so she freaks out. She jumps out the window. It breaks. And then she runs away. And she's very sad. And she cries herself to sleep in, like, a field. And then Rafe wakes her up and he's like, here, this will help. And he gives her some alcohol. She drinks it.
That's not when that happens.
Oh.
Yet. She runs away that first night and then she wakes up in her bed covered in blood. No memory
covered
of how
in
she
blood.
Got there. And it was probably her own blood because she jumped out a window.
Yeah.
But then there, all of a sudden, it turns out in the news, they found a mauled body by Toonies?
Yeah, the bar.
The biker bar that her mom works at and that all the Loop Guru hang out at.
And it's a guy who was harassing her.
No, that's also the second.
Oh, that's the hand.
Yeah. Okay. This is no one? Or just like...
Not someone we know.
Yeah, I think we don't... It's just...
A body. A
stranger. Yeah, just a body. And so she thinks she's done it. Everybody's, like, looking for the culprit. And then she does the thing where she tries to take Gabriel to the concert. And when she goes there, she's, like, trying to make him jealous. But instead, lo and behold, Aiden is already fucking with
Kelly.
His friend Kelly, who was super jealous of Vivian when they first got together.
And was really mean to Bingo. Until Bingo was like, I'm not interested. Trust.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, she's just, like, mean and talks about Vivian behind her back. And then all of a sudden they're together. And so she gets really upset. And then that's when Rafe comes upon her and, like, gives her a bottle of booze. And she gets really drunk and then goes to Kelly's room and tears everything up. that was like clearly of Kelly's current aesthetic. So like any of her black clothes or like witchy stuff. And then she like leaves all the pink clothes and pink things that are from her childhood.
Oh, she also finds a silver like pentagram necklace.
Mm-hmm, which Aiden had given to her as a gift. And she wore, even though silver is really dangerous to her as when she's in her changed form.
Ugh, poor Vivian.
And like he gave it to her being like, I think you're my soulmate.
I know.
This little bitch.
I know.
So she tears up Kelly's room and then she wakes up the next morning and someone else has been killed.
And there's a hand in her bed.
And there's a hand in her bed. And it's she can tell by the ring that it's of a biker dude who harassed her at Thule's. Mm-hmm. And so, again, she thinks she, like, lost because she went off because Kelly never came home. And so she assumes she's at Aiden's and she runs off to go see at Aiden's, but then
blacks out,
just like blacks out, wakes up. No memory of what happened again.
She also is like primed to feel like she's dangerous and unpredictable as well, because right before
what went down with like Astrid.
Yeah. And what went down with Astrid. And then on top of it, Aiden telling her, you are scary and dangerous. Yeah. And she runs away. So like
it's all just really feeding into this new sense of shame mm-hmm. she feels about herself.
And she's really scared too that it like because now the whole pack.
This is how her dad died.
Yes. And the whole pack is like, well, we need to root out who did it. And that person's going to have to be killed because like they can't, they are not keeping us safe.
They clearly can't control themselves. Yeah. And so she like really thinks it was her. Like the police come and talk to her about having torn up Kelly's room. And
Gabriel gives her
Gabriel
an alibi.
Is like, yeah, a sexy alibi.
Mm-hmm.
And like, granted, Gabriel's behavior towards her is pretty gross if it weren't for the fact that, like, this is clearly their culture.
That's exactly what I was going to say. So a warning to people, like, you might find this distasteful for A, modern, and B, human sensibilities. Yeah. Because he's A, 24 or 25. She's 16.
24, yeah.
He's the leader of the pack. He's also just, like, I mean, he's not as gross as Rafe. But he is.
Well, he's not as like childish as Rafe. He's just, but he is like really heavily hitting on her and like things like, and like admittedly gross things like, well, oh, are you still a kid? Could have fooled me like with that
shit
body.
Like that.
And he is saying like gross shit.
He
like
is saying
that.
Gross.
But it is all, it is also obviously like they are a very sexual people.
Yes.
And like they have, you know, like dog rules apply.
Yeah.
So it's different.
Yeah, you fight to be queen bitch.
Yeah.
Like, you fight to the death. Like,
yeah.
It's...
So, like, that's just their world.
So that was, like, why it was fine for me. Because
so that's why it's forgivable for Gabriel.
Because I also...
And then it turns out, like, that's not really his essence.
No. And I can see...
He's actually, like, really, like, compassionate and...
Yeah. I can see, good. Like, if you were to look at it, just, like... I can see why people would be icked out by the end. And I don't think you're a worse person. Like, I don't think you're wrong. Just it didn't bother me personally because I was like, these are werewolves. This is their werewolf culture. And it's not even like someone who got bit and became a werewolf. This is like a separate werewolf culture. Like they're born that way.
This is how they were raised.
Yeah. They have like a pack and they fight to death to be the leader. And like.
And they fight to death to be the leader's mate.
Yeah.
And that's. And also they just like generally don't have sexual like.
Hang ups. Yeah. They don't. Because also. As she's changing, she's like, oh, my nipples are hard because I'm excited. Like, it's literally like, it is sexy.
And she, like, she wants to get down with Aiden, like, right away.
Instantly, she's like, I want to fuck that guy.
Yeah. And she's like, I just need to, like, teach him it's okay and to, like, let go of his inhibitions and that I'm fine with it and I'm, like, consenting and I'm into it. And she also, when she kisses him, she feels a lack of aggression.
Yeah.
That she wants
likes
to be there. So it is also, it's her thing too.
Oh yeah. She's very,
and they talk about that at the end. And I really liked that discussion. I thought it was like, she was like, it would always get to a point where I wanted him to bite me and he never did.
Yeah. Cause it's like part of her essence, her being.
Yeah.
And she's also very like, sexually in control.
Mm-hmm.
She is always making the choices and the decisions. I was never, like, I never doubted that she was autonomous.
Mm-hmm. And Gabriel never does actually force himself on her.
No. In fact, she does that to him.
Yeah. And he's like,
don't fucking do that.
Not unless you mean it.
Yeah. And I was like,
I'm not here to be used by you for your meat boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Whereas the other guys do. The other guys, part of their culture is like the Rafe and like those guys. But they're also painted as like she thinks they're disgusting and like childish and stupid. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I thought it was okay. But like if you have hangups about that kind of thing, I would skip this book. But
well, and I also like I think like in today's culture, he probably would have been written a little bit differently.
And younger. I think he would have been 18
or maybe 17. Like also 16 or yeah. I don't know. But it is also...
It was in 1990.
Yeah, like you have to keep in mind that like a lot of that misogyny had been internalized by us all.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, just consider that this is 30 years ago.
Yeah.
35 years ago. 34 years ago. Yeah. Yeah, so consider that. Oh my God, Lindsay, what did you think about her when she was like saying to her mom, you're almost 40?
I blacked out.
You did not recall.
I blocked that out. I did not recall that.
And I will not recall it now.
And I don't remember what you just said even.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I can't hear.
Something's wrong with my...
Something happened with the sound. There was just like a high-pitched whine.
And like screaming. It just went screaming sounds. Like,
yeah. Like, I don't know if it was you or like the voices in my head, but like all I heard was like screaming.
Oh my God. But she does end up with Gabe Real. I don't know why I called him Gabe. He's never called that in the book ever. I don't know why I gave him that name.
It helps set him apart from Gregory.
I know. Okay. I did feel bad because Jem does die.
Not Jem. Joan.
Jean.
Bucky's brother. Or Peter Quincy, you mean?
Oh, is it Peter Quincy?
Yeah, Jem doesn't die.
Oh, thank God. I thought it was Jem.
In the ordeal, Bucky kills his brother, Jean.
No. At the very end, Rafe and...
And then, they killed Peter Quincy, Peter. Who gave her the note from... Aiden's best friend was Peter Quincy.
Oh. It wasn't Jem. Okay, thank God. Yeah. I thought it was Jem.
Yeah. No, it was Peter Quill.
But she does run into Jem.
I very much
at some point.
Remember, because I just keep thinking Peter Quill.
But so she tries to call Bingo because she's like, well, I have friends still. So like, I'll just call Bingo. And Bingo's like, you have a lot of nerve. You are such a grade A bitch. I cannot believe that you destroyed.
Two-faced, like jealous, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And she's like, I can't believe you like threatened. Aiden and destroyed his room and threw a chair through his window when he tried to break up with you. You're a freak. I don't ever want to see you again. And she's like, what are you talking about?
I'm like, I thought we were friends and instead you were just like jealous of me too and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, huh?
And it's because Aiden told everyone that.
You, Aiden. Why? Just say you broke up.
Yeah.
Why do you also have to like ostracize her?
I think he probably got in trouble about the window.
In his head, for sure. Well, I understand him telling his parents that like somebody else destroyed his window, but like you don't need to tell your friends. Like, I guess in his head, he's trying to keep them away from her because he thinks she's dangerous now that he knows she's a werewolf. But like, fuck you. She didn't actually attack you. She jumped out a window sooner than hurt
you. Yeah, you hurt her.
You threw a mug at her.
Yeah. Oh my God, I loved too when she went to meet his parents and
the dad
was a creep at her and she says like, he's like, oh, you know, like surprised you're with such a loser like my son. Yeah.
You seem like you'd be into like older guys.
I cannot believe, that was disgusting. But I loved her response.
Yeah.
Where she's like, yeah, older guys can be hot. And he like kind of smiles and she's like, I haven't really met any in a long time though.
Yeah.
And then just leaves before he can understand that she's totally dissed him.
Yeah, he sucks.
He sucks.
And then the mom, yeah, they both just think she's like, you get the sense that they're like, she's like too fast for our son.
Yeah. And major mistake, which she doesn't realize, where she's like, oh, you must be proud of Aiden for his poem getting put in the thing.
That was so sweet to try to connect to them like that, too.
And then they were like, and then
actually, we think it's very
satanic.
Yeah.
But that, too, where it's like, oh, you just you can't fucking walk the walk, Aiden. Like, you think you want to be a part of this world. She's literally showing you that you can. And now you're just like your fucking parents.
Yep.
You only want to be a part of it when it's fake.
And like, I understand that he is assuming she's been doing the killing.
Sure.
But
in the moment,
it's not like you had an okay reaction before that. And your reaction was not all right from the second she changed.
Because also you could be scared at first, but then if you see that she's not harming you and she's saying to you, I'm doing this because I love you and I want to show you how beautiful I am.
And like you said, you wanted to be a part of magic.
Yeah.
Here, I'm magic. And she changes.
And he just doubles down.
Fuck. And she tries to talk to him about it afterwards. She like explains herself afterward. He still won't accept.
Oh my God. When he says to her, like, anytime I would kiss you, I would just like imagine what you really look like. I was like, and she's like, but it's beautiful. And he's like, no, I wanted him to die in that moment. I did.
Fuck you.
He sucked.
Mm-hmm. Makes me think of when I told a guy I was seeing in college that I had like a self-mutilation problem. Mm-hmm. And he went, and I was like telling him that to like, you know, open up and
show him a part of like, you. Yeah.
Yeah. And not like, I think it's beautiful. I don't want to do it. But, you know, I was trying to like connect with him and be my full self. And he went, oh, my girlfriend's me.
Ew. Guess what? You don't have a girlfriend anymore, babe.
It's fine. He's married to a very good friend of mine.
Okay. Well, I hope
he was in college. He didn't understand.
I hope they're happy
for each other. It's fine.
I hope they're happy.
They are. It's fine. I've forgiven him, but it was like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
The absolute worst response imaginable.
This is so not at all anything like compared to it, but I do remember when I told a boyfriend that I wanted to quit being a lawyer to try and pursue like comedy and stuff, and he went, oh, I thought you were more practical than that.
Ew.
And so I just like left and started crying and just like left, and I didn't know what to do, and like he like wouldn't answer my calls, and like it was very weird, very strange. I did that stay sucks. With him for a couple years after that though, so that, you know,
I mean, you try to move past a thing.
Yeah.
Not everyone can have the most perfect reaction in the moment, but
I don't put up with that shit anymore.
I'm just saying, don't be hard on yourself for having stayed.
I know. I should be kind to her, that past girl.
She was trying to make something work.
Yeah. I mean, I was trying to not be alone, I think, is the core of it.
Yeah. That's also valid.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it's not the right decision, it's like, you're just trying.
I was doing the best with what I had at the time.
Yeah.
But Aiden, and then I just felt so bad for her because then she kept trying to be like, and I think that's the thing. Like, she was like how we were when we were younger, where she like keeps, she's like, no, maybe he just like needs to hear it from me. And
I'll
like,
talk to him. Yeah. I'll talk to him in my human form. It was just a misunderstanding. Nope. He sucks.
And then
Gabriel goes, when he like goes to her, and cause this is after the cops have been called about the Kelly's room, and Gabriel comes and he provides her an alibi, and he's saying to her afterward, like, I'm sorry that things didn't work out with the boy, but you can't reveal yourself. It's dangerous, not just to us, but no matter what you think, he will try to kill you. She's like, what? He would never. And then she gets that note via Peter Quincy to like meet Aiden like in a field
at 2 a.m.
in the woods at 2 a.m. And she instead tries to kill herself.
She crumples up the note, gives it back to Peter.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah.
And then she like goes inside, finds a gas can from, I think they're like lawnmower or something, and some matches, and writes a note for her mom and is like, I'm the one who's been killing. I don't want to bring danger to the pack.
She's like, I don't remember it.
This is not your fault. Yeah, I don't remember it, but it had to be me. And I love you.
Yeah.
And then she goes off to the woods, dumps the can of gas on herself.
is like struggling to light the match. It is feeling like a failure even in trying
to kill herself, right?
And then Willem shows up, stops her, and then Gabriel shows up and is like, "Oh, babe, you need a bath."
Yeah.
Because they saw her note and they came to save her and they're like, "It isn't you.
Yeah,
it's Astrid and Rafe.
They've been framing and you."
Yeah, and they killed Peter Quincy, and it's all because you won the bitch fight. Astrid wants to take you down.
Mm-hmm.
And Rafe is helping her, not understanding, but it's out of jealousy because Astrid wants to be with Gabriel, but he's like become Astrid's little bitch.
Because they're fucking.
Yeah.
And so he's like, oh, like it's because like you just want to be queen bitch and like I'll be king bitch. And it's like, no, she doesn't want you, bro. She wants Gabriel. Yeah.
And they figure out that because they killed Peter Quincy, they've seen the note, they're probably going to kill Aiden now.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes to try to get Aiden out of there. He is there with a gun saying he made silver bullets.
Because mm-hmm. he makes his own bullets. Or he has made his own bullets.
Because his dad does. Yeah. And his dad taught him to shoot and stuff. And he won't believe her. And she's like, there's more than one killer. Or there's like more than one of me around. And then Astrid shows up and is like, you've got that right. And then he's
like waving the gun at her. He's like, well, I don't know what to mm-hmm. do. I'm a fucking pussy-ass chicken bitch.
Gabriel and others show up to back them up, and Aiden shoots Rafe, and Rafe dies.
That's fine.
And I think Gabriel takes out Astrid.
Yeah.
And then Aiden still moves to kill Gabriel, and Vivian jumps in front of the shot and takes it in the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And Aiden is like,
no, I didn't mean to shoot her. I wouldn't have shot her. She's also like changing while going.
Yeah, she's mid change. And then Aunt Persia is trying to get the bullet out and save her. And she's like, it would really help me out if you could be one thing or the other. And she can't do it because Aiden is so gotten in her head, made her feel so ashamed of herself that now she can't. She's just got like one foot in each form.
She's stuck like that for a while.
Weeks, and she won't leave her room. And then Gabriel comes and tells her the story about how he accidentally killed the human woman that he was in a relationship when he showed his true self.
And she's like, honestly, I always feared that I would kill Aiden, so I get it. Like, and I like that takes it away from like a gendered thing, and it's just like a wolf thing.
Yeah, and he says, like, he hits her to get her to stop talking. Obviously. That sounds terrible
mm-hmm.
on the face of it. But he's like, our kinds could have taken that hit and she couldn't.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's like their fighting is their way.
They all hit fighting each other. They all fight each way. Other. They bite each other. They harm each other.
They're wolves.
They're wolves. They are wolves.
They're wolves.
So she's like, okay. Like she's like, wow, this person actually really does understand me. And
he's like, that's why I was warning you so much about Aiden, but I couldn't like bring myself to tell you, and you still wouldn't have listened. And she's like, no, I wouldn't have.
I know. And then they kiss,
but it brings them closer together.
Oh my god. And then yeah. when he kisses her, she's like, but I'm disgusting, like I'm halfway. And he's like, you're beautiful no matter what you wear. And she's like, oh. And then she's able to turn.
Yeah.
And
he's like, you are the only thing stopping you.
Yeah,
you're in your head about it, just relax.
Yeah.
And it's like breathing again for her. Mm-hmm. And she's fine. And they're moving to Vermont to start a new little community. Mm-hmm. And I'm very happy for them.
Me too. I liked this one.
And Gabriel's going to make a good leader. And she's going to make a good queen bitch.
Yeah, she is.
And happily ever after.
Yeah. I liked this one. It's very spicy.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely less like sad and poignant and more... I mean, there are sad parts. Like, she is very sad. I felt.
Yeah, and there are very, like, beautiful parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
just not as, like.
Well, you know, Lindsay, the other book, Silver Kiss, the part that made us cry was the bookends that she wrote much later.
After the fact. Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
and this one doesn't happen.
So it's like she grew even more as an mm-hmm. author.
Yeah.
And, like, this book didn't need that.
No, I like what it is.
Either. I like it for what it is. It's just not quite as moving. And I think that's just because it's not as much about, like, you know, human grief.
Right. Right. This is.
It's very much a werewolf story.
This is a like sexy thriller.
And also it's happily ever after.
It is. It's romance. It's dark romance, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Whereas in Silver Kiss, like, she loses her mom and the boy.
Mm-hmm. And her best friend.
Yeah, Simon. And her best friend. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's a sadder story.
So apparently, it's like readers also enjoyed a bunch of Amelia Atwater Rhodes books, which we have not covered, but I added to mm-hmm. our list. Okay. She also does like there's this one called Hawk Song, which is like, I think probably like kind of like Lady Hawk, probably.
Mm.
Or like In the Forest of the Night, which is like, they're all very like paranormal thriller
mm-hmm.
kinds of books.
Cool.
But yeah.
Well, yeah, that was the book. Really enjoyed it. Highly recommend. She's a great writer.
She's so good. What else has she written? I'm going to look. I think we've looked at this before and I just forget.
I think it was like not much else because she mostly had to work as a librarian. I don't think these books took off enough.
Well, it's weird because Silver Kiss got an award. I think it won.
Yeah. But yeah, they weren't a cultural phenomenon.
No, she's just done a bunch of short stories. So she's done like this book called Night Terrors, which was edited by Lois Duncan.
What?
And that's like short stories. She's also done this like Freaks thing. The Restless Dead, 10 original stories of the supernatural. She's in that. She also did Welcome to Bordertown, Borderland number 8 by Holly Black.
Wow.
And she's part of that. What an interesting collaboration. Welcome to Bordertown, new stories and poems of the borderlands. She's one of the people also contributing our Neil Gaiman.
Cool.
Yeah. Edited by Holly Black and Ellen Kushner. Interesting. Bordertown, a city on the border between our human world and the elfin realm.
Fun.
If that had come out in the 90s, I would have been really into that. But yeah, like you said, I also very highly recommend this book. It's great.
Yeah, she's great.
Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. We really, really appreciate you. Patreon.com/teencreeps. If you want to get in on that, we got a lot of cool stuff for everybody. You can also see us on video. Hello.
Hello.
And a special shout out to our Patreon producers. Thank you. La 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 la. Adam Howitz.
Amanda K.
Amy T.
Ann Dwyer.
Caitlin L.
Courtney McPhail.
Danielle Amata.
Drew Waranis.
Ellie Lagos.
Elizabeth E.
Emma.
Erica T.
Aaron B.
Gabriella Santiago.
Gwendolyn Ludovic.
Hannah L.
Jeffrey L.
Jeremy Kronk.
Jeremy Goodfellow and Marco Pavlicic.
Jesse T.
Jessica Smith Harper.
Jessica U.
Jonathan Venable.
Keith Anderson.
Kelly Burns.
Carrie N.
Landry Desmond.
Larry Nguyen.
Laura Hooper.
Maddie M.
Megan Lozier.
Melanie M.
Melody.
Micah Eunice.
Miguel Camacho.
Molly G.
Molly Marks.
Noah Spargo.
Randy Klett.
Rebecca Goss.
Robert F.
Rogue Kalahua.
Sarah Wallen.
Sasha Gibson.
Sylvie T.
Victoria Beck.
And Whitney E. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. We really appreciate you. We will see you next episode. Until then, keep it creepy.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Kelly Nugent, Lindsay Kaytai, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.